Good morning, everybody. So continuing on in Perek Zayin of Hilchos Mamrim, in this halacha, we're going to break into two different components. Today we'll deal with the vast majority of the issues that come up, of Ketzan, Don, and Ben Sora and Mora, a pivot point in the Perek. And tomorrow we're going to deal with issues that Reb Chaim and other Migdalei Achronim dealt with in terms of the Edom Rishonim and the Edom Achronim, being potentially the same people. So Ketzad Dan in Metzora Remora Mevino So Avi V'Imo Tchila the best in Shol Shlosha V'Omrim Lan Benedu Zas Sora Remora U'Mevin Shnei Edim Shagana Mishol Avi V'Kana Basar V'Yain Ma Shagana V'Ochol Osa Achila Ha'Amura Achar HaHasra V'Zoi Edus Arishona Malkin Oso Kishar Chayave Malko Shenemar V'Yisro Oso V'lo yishma aleihem. So this is stage one. The case of Mishnah goes, Mamonios, her mayor. The reason the Rambam doesn't say the pasuk of lo sochla adam, it's a lav shebecholos, as indicated, that wouldn't lead to malkos. So you need the additional pasuk of yisruo, so to establish that point. And I think that's a very important heyara. I would just add that nobody should have any confusion as to what the mechayiv is, because the Rambam is absolutely crystal clear, as he has been throughout the parak. Achal osa achila ha'amura achar asra, that is very much the mechayiv, and in fact he repeats it just a few sentences later, as we'll see. V'achal achila zo ha'amura achar shehisru bo, at the shlav hamisa, at the capital phase, as we'll get to. And again, you could be medayik the same point. U'malkin oso kishar chayav imalkos, as noted yesterday, this isn't yamuzaka v'al yamuzchayav, this isn't nidon al shem sofo. What role that plays with the Rambam we'll get to, but that's not what this is about. It's something, it's a Maisa Shahaya, it's an Aveira that happened that requires this Malkos. It's a rule breaker in terms of Alav Shebechalos because of the extra Pasuk of Yisro. So, point number one. Chazar, Vagada Mishal Aviv, Achal Achila Zo, again, it's unmistakable. Aviv Imam Vino, so the best, and Shal Shosh of Yasser, Mavin Shneidim, Mina Lav Shagana, Achal Achila zo, the third time, Hamura achar shesrubo, v'zoi yedus achrona, filo ayishnayim rishonim him achronim, that's for tomorrow, v'achar shemekabla nedusan, bodkin oso shema hike faseir as kol hagit. Kesef Mishnah was in the state of Tmiya. He said, I don't understand, why are you checking him now? Don't you have to check him for first purposes of Malkos and the Lecha Mishnah? Answers that no, as far as Malkus is concerned, we just are, you know, Mokim Mama Chazaka Kamaisa, that he hasn't been Makif yet, and the Rekemisa Mishnah says that's not true. Of course we check, we just, you know, we check when we give Malkus that the person is maybe Shnei Saros, so that he could be subject to Malkus Bezdin. So Mamelo, you would already see at that stage, you just, you know, you're already there, so you could see if the Gid is Mukaf. Beseir. So I think that's a very important discussion, but I think in some ways the more important discussion is why wait till now, not in the sense of Malkos, but, you know, before you get to the Shlav Amisa and you go through the whole process of the Drishan Chakir and the Kabbalah Sa'edus, why do you wait till after you do the whole Kabbalah Sa'edus to see if you, like, have a mistrial because the Ben Sora Mora is no longer in the Zman, or Kol Zman Ben Sora Mora, Shlosha Chadashim, right, at maximum, and imhu kafagid, less than that. So as the Rambam says, imlohiki v'lo shilma lo shosh chadashim, etc. So I would like to suggest is that that's the Rambam's way of emphasizing this really important point, that that's just a t'nai, that's a technicality. So we treat it as a technicality, it's like an afterthought, right? But really, the mechayiv is achila zo ra mechueres. So just like there are t'naim in that achila, it's not basar chai, it's not yayin chai, it has to be asilim shuchai. All of the tnayim, you know, that has to be gonev mishus aviv, ochel mishus achir, all those tnayim. So one of those tnayim is that he has to be within these 3 months. But that's a tnay, that's not the yesod hadin. So we'll exonerate him from Isa on that basis, but we are going to be mekabel the edus. I think that really establishes the centrality of the mechayev of achila zo hara'a ha'mechueres. Imo hikiv lo shalm lo shosh chadashim gomrim dino, Kederach kol haruge bezdin resoklin. So again, it's unmistakable. This isn't nidon al shem sofo. This isn't yamuzakev al yamuzchayev. This is an onesh. This is an onesh for the achila hara'a u'mechueres achila mevi'o lidei shvichos damim. Ve'enu nisko ad yusham shlosha rishonim shenemar b'neinu zahu shalaka bifneichem. So they have to be present b'shas skila. And again, we dealt with that in the Hakdama to the Perek, that Hilchos Mamrim is a beautifully calibrated, As always, for the Rambam, the first four prakim are Hamra and Neged the Bastin, in particular the Sanhedrin. The next two prakim are Hamra and Neged Oviv Vimo. The final parak, you know, the seventh parak, is a combination of Sorer Moreh, in Enu Shomeh V'Kol Aviv, what we call Imo, but also a Mamre against the Zakenim, and that's established by the fact that these guys are there, Bishas Skila. That's part of the reason that he gets Skila to begin with, is that this person is a recalcitrant individual. We'll get into the question of Edim Rishonim and Edim Achronim and Reb Chaim and others tomorrow.